Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1327. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv and Rav Aaron Zissel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafu Shleim Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our malacha, a merakeid sifting. Okay, we started talking about last shir in reference to drinkable items which are totally drinkable, and just somebody would like to have a little bit of a better fill. They want to, would like to filter it out a little bit. They drink it the way it is. Everybody drinks it the way it is. They would like a little bit. If they could. If they can't, they can. Nishkefer lechel, as they say. And they'll drink it anyway. So we said that there's three levels. There's the worst level is whereby nobody's going to drink it. To filter such a drink, right, to strain out such a drink would be also to do. Then there's a middle of the road type of a drink whereby we said, but the average person would rather not drink it, but need be. If they're stuck, they'll drink it if they have to. So to strain out such a drink with a regular straining system, filter straining system would be usher. But if they do with a shinoi, we spoke about with the cloth and so on. Okay, we're not going to go through the whole thing again. But then we said the last level, the lowest, the easiest level, if you want to call it, was whereby it's a drink that's drinkable. Everybody's drinking it. Just here and there, somebody would like a little bit extra. So we'll see how that works. That in general would be fine by the average person, unless the person is what they call a istinis. In other words, they're extremely very sensitive and so on. But we'll talk about that. I just want to go through an interesting thing. Brought down the Sefer Shabbos Home. Actually brings down on page 314 just a general concept. He brings it from the Shvisas HaShabbos. Okay, so by the way, the Sefer Shvisas HaShabbos is a very important Sefer. It's an older Sefer, but he wrote on certain malachas, not every malacha, and various different klolim, interesting, very, very important klolim in reference to those halachas. So he quotes the Sefer Shvisas HaShabbos. He says like this, that the malacha of the Sefer Shabbos Home, quoting him, says, the malacha of sifting does not apply to large, solid objects. Okay. In other words, we've spoken about in the past, like if somebody has like a giant matzah, not a giant, they have a big matzah bowl, not the little ones, is more, could be more problematic, but a big matzah bowl sitting inside of a soup, right? So you have soup, and you have a big matzah bowl right in the middle, so you want to just take out the matzah bowl. So we said that's fine. What's the reason why you could take that out? Because the especially in a liquid, when you have a larger item like that, one big matzah bowl right there, so it's not really considered mixed. It's just right there, the one matzah bowl. You just take it out. It doesn't really have a din of being mixed. Now, if you have the smaller matzah bowl, the very small ones, and a larger pot of soup, that's already more problematic. But we're talking about a regular smaller pot of soup, one big matzah bowl in the middle. So, in general, we said that would be fine. I mean, if somebody's going to eat it right away, for sure, that's not the question. But even for later, so the same, sort of like the same concept applies. He brings down the malacha of sifting does not apply to large, solid objects that are mixed into the liquid. Again, like the matzo ball type thing, but we'll see over here a little bit differently. A large, solid object that are mixed in the liquid, because these objects are clearly visible and distinct in the water. That's the point over here. You know, that big matzo ball that's in the soup, and you could see it. It's right there. So it's clearly visible and distinct in the water, in the soup or whatever. Okay, but we're talking about now, obviously, straining out the water or the drink or whatever the case might be. Excuse me. So they're halachically. So he goes further. He says they're halachically not regarded as mixed. Okay, so that's an interesting point. They're not halachically regarded as mixed with the water, with the drink or so on. Because there's no mixture. Okay, so because there is no mixture there, there can be no prohibition of sifting. Again, you have to have a mixture. You have to have a teruvus. You have to have some sort of a mixture. No mixture, no problem in general. That's what we say. So since these large items are right there, so to go ahead and so now doing it the other way. The question is now somebody has, let's say, in a pitcher. So the case he brings down, therefore, will be permitted if somebody has a pitcher, let's say, of lemonade or something like that, and they have slices of lemon, right, in a pitcher, whose spout prevents the lemon slices from escaping. Let's say you have two or three large slices, regular large, I mean, big pieces of lemon, right? And it gives flavor to the drink or whatever, and everything was there from before Shabbos. So now the question is, pouring it out, is one allowed to pour that out, you know, from the, they're going to use the pitcher and pour it out. So he brings out that that will be okay, for, again, from the Shvi'is HaShabbos, because of the fact that it's large items, large pieces of lemon. Therefore, one is permitted, he brings down, one is permitted to pour a drink containing slices of lemon from a pitcher. It could be lemonade, it could be regular water, whatever the case is. It's not the issue right now. But therefore, it is permitted to pour a drink containing slices of lemon from a pitcher whose spout prevents the lemon slices from escaping, right? It's like a pitcher whereby it holds back the lemon and the water, the drink comes out, so that would be fine. He brings that down. Okay, now another interesting thing, something again which we spoke about in Borer, the Melacha Borer, and that is psilas from psilas. Separating bad from bad is fine. So what's the case over here? We're not going to go through the Borer part of it right now, but psilas from psilas in general we said was okay. So he brings this down in reference to pouring down, which is something which we mentioned, B'Shem Rav Moshe, and others. He brings it down from Takva, from the Igros Moshe. I just want to mention it since he brings it over here on the spot. He says the prohibition of sifting does not apply where both elements will be discarded. Again, something we did mention in previous year, but it happens all the time, so we want to just go through one more time. He says, for example, one may pour, and we read this last time from the Igros Moshe, one may pour a mixture of solids and liquids down the drain, even though the solids will be caught by the strainer in the drain. Okay, that's an important point. Since everything is being discarded, anyways, this is not considered an act of selection. Again, you have to have borer, you have to have a teruvus, you have to have a mixture, and then you have to have, some sort of tikkun oichel, if you want to call it, for borer and merakit also. Tikkun oichel, in other words, a fixing up of one of the items. So that's the case over here. That they're pouring a mixture with solids and liquids down the drain, and even though the solids will be caught by the strainer, right? Only the liquids is going down, since everything is being discarded. Anyways, this is not considered an act of selection. So said Rav Moshe, and that will be fine, because the person might think, well, maybe I have to take out my strainer, because it could be the strainer in the bottom of the sink, right, that's holding back the psilis, so that's a problem. So could I pour it down? The answer is yes, it's no problem, because it's bad from bad. It's psilis from psilis. Okay, we'll stop over here. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and Baruch HaKol Tov.